Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls. Hopefully, if we get a chance, we'll continue your article a little bit here, Gardner. Actually, you didn't write it, but an article you have tonight about the government health care, the impending situation with the possibility of nationalized health care, what the government people have to say and their advisors have
Utopia.
To say for themselves. Let's talk first to Indy, who I believe is back with us from Connecticut. Indy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. I've tried to be an anti-advocate or devil's advocate for liberty just to prove my arguments.
Okay.
I had a problem with one issue. I'm glad Gard's on tonight to address this.
All right.
If my neighbors have a makeshift junkyard which contaminates my well water, what free market source could I possibly look forward to address my concern?
Oh, that's absolutely fascinating. There are a number of questions that I think would come up. For example, are you both voluntarily part of some other sort of society? But let's say you didn't have any of those stipulations and you just put two neighbors near each other. It's analogous to some of the examples of people who owned farmland and railroad tracks were going through, and sparks would come off of the trains and start fires in their fields, and how do they work that out? I believe, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I believe that various free market participants would come up with their own solutions to these problems. For example, if individuals, you know, you don't know what sort of resources the person who's polluting has, what sort of resources the person who's being polluted has. So you would, I think, certainly have some sort of claim in a private legal institution, but it would depend whether or not you wanted to have a private legal institution. Even if you didn't have a private legal institution, what would you do? Would you be at each other's throats, or typically would you try to work something out? Now, I believe most people would try to work something out, and people will work in their mutual benefit. So, for example, you've got a company that is expanding, and you have small houses nearby that, well, you know, they don't really want to sell, but eventually, yeah, you know what? It's I'm going to get enough that it's going to be worth my while. So there are a lot of questions, I think, that are within, you know, that are hidden within your postulate that you can't really answer. You know, why are you polluting? For what reason is it worth something to you to be able to continue to pollute versus, I mean, why is he polluting versus what is it worth to you to have the clean water?
There's a lot of unanswered questions here, and we can't really be too specific as to how the market would play out because we're not sure what would be in demand. But I think it's pretty safe to say that justice will be in demand in a free market environment. And so there will be private providers of justice. They'd be called arbitrators.
Yes.
And I think that you would be able to take your neighbor to arbitration, and presuming he wants to keep his reputation, if he has a good reputation, he's going to want to keep it as a good reputation, so he's likely to show up and go ahead, and you'll present your case, and you'll prove hopefully that he is indeed polluting your property. And if that's proven, then the arbitrator will make his decision, and he'll decide in your favor, and he'll have to pay some sort of restitution,
right,
clean up the pollution,
I
or whatever.
I would say au contraire, Ian and Garth. I think
Gard. It's Gard.
Gard. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Gard.
Yeah. You got it.
I think you met a tough one here. It's a tough free market solution to land rights and polluting what we don't see under land.
Right.
What's wrong with the solution? Hold on a second. What's wrong with that solution?
How do you get my neighbor to agree to a arbitration or any type of acceptance of law?
See, but this is the thing. This is why I said within your question there are certain assumptions that you need to ask. For example, if you go back, living on certain land just doesn't spontaneously happen. People move to places, they buy places. So what happens is, if we're talking free markets and we're not talking government, just like Ian said, when you move into a place, whether you were the first person to move in or someone else moved in before you into another neighboring lot, there would be certain stipulations. regarding, well, I'm going to be living in this area. Do I sign on to this legal paradigm? Do I want to be protected if there's a problem? And most of the time, people spontaneously work out arrangements where they can congregate with other people and at the same time be protected.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to sign up for the same protection company. It might be like you're buying your home insurance and the home insurer may require that you have certain property standards in order to get their insurance.
Yes.
And that if you, if somebody else who has, whether they have that same insurance company or not, maybe they have a different insurance company, brings a claim against you, they're essentially bringing a claim against your providers, your protectors, and they're going to require as part of your contract that you show up to arbitration.
Right.
Beyond the fact that you want to protect your reputation. Mm-hmm. So there could be all kinds of factors here.
This makes for a difficult transition from regular government into freedom, and I just wanted to bring this up tonight, guys.
Yes, great
point. Nobody
said
this was going to be easy. Nobody said this was going to be easy, but look, can we talk briefly about what would happen today? I mean, if you pollute your neighbor's property today, what happens now?
My neighbor's polluting my property, and the government recourse is slow and painful. And
right.
Expensive.
So how could it be worse? I mean, I guess my question is, how could the free market situation with competition, where we know that competition brings prices down, brings quality up, people are much more satisfied when there's competitors in a marketplace, how could competition and innovation
in the field of justice
be worse than the government monopoly one-size-fits-all provider? I mean, even if you do manage to drag your neighbor into some sort of government court after a decade or 5 years or however long it ends up taking you to make it so you can get that to happen, if they end up fining the neighbor, that doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to see a piece of it. Now, I know sometimes they actually do, in the government courts, do restitution, and that's great when they do that. But is there a guarantee that you'll get restitution out of the government courts? I don't think so.
Yeah, and sometimes when you get into private arrangements, someone can start doing something that, you know, maybe possibly it wasn't considered. And then if you do have private arbitration organizations that are the signatory, that have good reputations, and you can get good response from them, you can go to them and say, you know, can I block this activity? Is this... And if they say, well, you know what, let's work this out, they can say, how much is this worth to you? How much is this worth to this person? So you can arrange these things just like an insurance policy beforehand to say, okay, look, I'm going to be covered for X, Y, and Z, and in the case of catastrophic things, we will both agree to this sort of arbitration, and we will agree to the outcome. At least then you know it's voluntary.
Thank you, Indy, for the call tonight.
Great
good
call.
Question. Good call. 800-259-9231. And I think that reputation will be really important in a free market world. I mean, we know that credit scores right now are pretty important.
Right.
In the world that we have, and I think reputation will be similar, but a little more important perhaps than credit. In that you want to protect your good reputation. You're going to have a tough time getting a good job. You're going to have a tough time renting a good house if you don't have good reputation. If you don't pay your bills on time. If you're a slime ball or whatever, people are going to know that. Especially now in the information age, where we can easily transfer information about one another over the internet and things like that. And so even if you aren't dealing with some pre-contractual situation. Let's say that, you know, tomorrow the government goes away and we all of a sudden have a free market.
Right.
What do you do in that situation? Well, the arbitrators will pop up because people will demand justice. And so those who want to provide arbitration services will pop up and they'll compete for, you know, speed of service and accuracy of decisions and various different factors. And they'll be competing and that'll be good. And you'll want to go to the arbitrator to protect your reputation, because if you don't go, you'll look like a real scumbag.
Yeah.
And if you don't trust the arbitrator, what I love about the Market for Liberty, they answer this question brilliantly in that book, which you can get free at book.freetalklive.com.
Audio version.
You can. And you can actually get the PDF as well. But they point out that if you don't trust the arbitrator, like if I'm coming to you, Gardner, and saying, you're polluting on my property, now come into my arbitration court and we'll work this out. But you could say, well, wait a minute, I haven't heard good things about that arbitrator, so I'm going to hire my arbitrator, and then our arbitrators will then agree on a third arbitrator.
Right.
It's going to bring costs up, but at least that way you can have the representation you want.
I'm glad Indy brought up the question of, can we get there from where we are now? Because that's exactly right. There is a market incentive. If all of those artificial government organizations were removed, the market would start to step in immediately.
Absolutely. It would be a matter of weeks, if that, before other organizations would be popping up. 800-259-9231. Jordan's coming up. Your calls as well about what you want. Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Dan Gard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls about what you want, it's Jordan listening to KUSA in Washington. Hello, Jordan.
Hi, I'd like to, excuse me if I'm nervous.
That's all right. I'm nervous too. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I'd like to talk about what I've realized over time in the American education system that I am still currently in, unfortunately.
Ooh, are you in the government high school system?
I would assume so, whatever public schooling is.
Okay, very good. So what have you learned?
Well, not only do they falsely teach us certain things about history and shove a bunch of patriotism and all that false stuff down our throats, I've also noticed looking up stuff like Free Talk Live, Secession, the Free Vermont State Project, they will block those sites. And I was looking those up in a group, and they froze my computer, and I got talked to for looking up inappropriate material that violated school policies.
So you were being monitored? Somebody was actively monitoring your connection, and they saw that you were trying to access prohibited sites, and they actually pulled you aside and had a chat with you about it?
Yeah, it was pretty unusual because, I mean, I knew they monitored us when we were at school, but I didn't realize they had these people who actually paid attention to the fact, oh, hey, he's looking up something that's quote-unquote anti-American.
Wow. I've got a suggestion for you. If you take an opportunity, of course, you're not going to be able to look this up on your school computer, most likely, but look up the American Library Association and ACLU's battle against the Bush administration, particularly the first attorney general, because what happened was they wanted to install filters on
in the
libraries to stop so-called pornographic material from appearing in the libraries. And they said, if any of the libraries take government money, you are going to have to put these filters on. So the ALA, American Library Association, brought suit, and they were able, they succeeded. They were victorious in stopping the government. There has already been precedent set. And this is actually something to bring up. I was going to mention this earlier, Ian, because this is a battle that's going to be ongoing for those people who are on Army bases or any of those other government institutions. All of these things can be challenged, and you don't even, most likely don't even have to go to court. You can just bring this stuff up, get some research, and lay it down on their desk and say, look, if you want me to mess with you, I can get an attorney pro bono, and we're going to screw you over big time.
That's
you better
cool
take
idea.
These filters off now, or this is going to be all over the Internet and on national news.
But no one else is doing that. So, I mean, you're saying Jordan should take this ball and run
with
it.
I would. If I were Jordan, I'd roll with it.
You know? I think that's a great idea.
Get a bunch of kids together and do it.
I want to hear more of the story, though. Jordan, what was it that they said when they pulled you aside? You were actually in class at the time, and they came for you?
No, I was actually headed to class, and they called me into the office just as a routine, calling people on a list. And I go in there.
Well, wait, how did they know it was you that was doing the surfing? Were you in a specific location at a certain time and they knew that you were there? Or how do they target you for this?
Well, from what I understand, we use separate accounts that go on
the
different hard drives and certain things, and they track your history and whatnot.
So each student actually has their own login for the system, basically?
Yeah, we have our own login.
Got it. Okay. So what did? They called you over the overhead, Jordan, please come to the principal's office, or whatever.
Yeah, something in the tune like that.
Yeah.
And they just said, hey, we noticed you're looking up inappropriate material. And I'm like, I don't really know what you're talking about. And so they just said, don't do it again or else we're going to ban you from the school computer system.
Wow.
But what I don't understand is what one of you said earlier, how it was just aimed at pornography and inappropriate material. I don't get how Free Talk Live or Secession from the United States.
Come on. Isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious? Free Talk Live and Secession websites are clearly pro-freedom, and the state government organizations, the feds and the local boys, are very interested in prohibiting that kind of information. They don't want that information getting out into the young, impressionable minds of the youth and possibly spoiling essentially spoiling their product. They've worked very hard at creating an obedient little citizen, and this show and the websites that you're talking about can destroy all that. All of their hard work will be destroyed in a matter of weeks just from listening to the show.
And they'll pepper their rhetoric with, it's the war on terror. They'll talk about Columbine, young impressionable minds, just like Ian said. And this is a larger battle, so, you know, we've got to do this sort of thing. I mean, you know, the conservative Newt Bighead Gingrich said a couple years ago that we've got to take a second look at this First Amendment thing.
And he's gone too far.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as long as the, you know, you had a, you could have a panel. You could appoint a six-judge panel or seven-judge panel. But I would want to make sure that all of those members had had military experience.
Oh, I mean, it's almost
laughable.
Meaning they know how to follow orders.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've got an additional suggestion.
I would go to court on that.
I've got an additional suggestion, though, for Jordan, beyond the court route, which I think is a fine suggestion.
Or at least threaten.
Or threaten, threaten to go to court. That'd be interesting just to see what their response was.
Yeah, sure. And, you know more than they do.
And also, since they don't like you accessing inappropriate material, translation, threatening their authority, threatening their veil of legitimacy, that kind of inappropriate material, well, I suggest you get some inappropriate materials to hand out to your fellow students.
That's a great idea.
I had a young friend when I was down in Sarasota. He was a son of a friend of mine, and he was a senior in high school. And he kind of gotten into the liberty thing and wanted to spread as much liberty at his school as he possibly can or could. And so I had these stacks of the world's smallest political quiz, which was invented by the Advocates for Self-Government. And you can go to quiz.freetalklive.com to take an online version of this. But essentially, these were business card size quizzes. So you could have a big stack of them, and there'd be a bunch of them there, and they're really, really small. People can stick them in their wallets and stuff like that. And he brought those to school and just, you know, during lunch, started handing them out to people. And it didn't cost him anything because these things are dirt cheap. And besides, I paid for them, so he didn't have to pay for them. And they called him into the principal's office over it. He got into some hot water with the administrators for essentially, I think their accusation to him was like, you were distributing political literature or something like that, which, of course, the world's smallest political quiz isn't political at all. It's just a quiz that helps people identify where they are politically. Right. It's nonpartisan. It's not biased. Some people would argue it's biased toward the libertarian movement, and it's not really at all. So he made his points to them, and of course they didn't want him distributing it, or they wanted him to get permission first, and he went back and just kept handed them out anyway. So that's what I'd suggest. Find something that you like, whether it's the world's smallest political quiz or some other liberty-oriented short document, something. I think the quiz works well, though, because it's not preachy to anybody. It's kind of fun. They get to take the quiz and they can spot themselves.
You could even download shows like Free Talk Live and then bring them in on your computer or burn them to a disc. Bring in something. Make a club, an after-school club called the Free Talk Live Club.
Could do anything like that.
Do all sorts of stuff. Bring in copies of the Constitution with and stash inside the world's smallest political quiz.
So I love that. I mean, essentially, you're bringing in what is the new version of contraband into your school and passing it out. So good luck with that. Let us know how it goes, Jordan, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com.
That's mrdefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all totally free at freetalklive.com. And I worked today on the webcam system. We've been having problems over the past few weeks because I'd swapped in a new audio card, and it was causing the web server to crash. And so I did a little tooling around in the server today, and so hopefully we've ironed out all the bugs. So it should be working smoothly at listen.freetalklive.com. And if you love liberty, then check out Bureaucrash Social. It's the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureaucrash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Go to bureaucrash.com to learn more and get involved over at Bureaucrash Social. It's like Facebook, except populated 100% by people that love liberty.
That's very
pretty cool. Have you been over there yet, Gard?
No,
you should.
I gotta go.
Bureaucrash Social.
You know, we know some of the Bureaucrash people, and I've been
Pete
in their offices.
Good guy.
Awesome
yeah.
people. Very, very cool.
I'm sure we'll be seeing him again at the upcoming Liberty Forum in March.
Some of the girls.
Oh, the Bureaucrash. Yeah, Bureaucrash actually has young ladies involved in it, which is almost unheard of in this movement.
So dangerous.
So they must be doing something right. If
yeah,
you've got
definitely.
Women involved and you're in the Liberty movement,
well,
you're doing something right.
You guys have the shrine, so the ladies are on top of you guys, too. Good job, girls. You're on with a very, very hip movement. Good job.
We continue here. And we talk to, let's go to Gene in Tennessee. Gene the Christian
hey.
Anarchist. You're on with Ian and Gard.
Well, hello. I wanted to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks,
no matter,
Gene.
What
ho,
your
ho.
Personal situation is, I hope that everybody has a great Christmas time and spends time with their loved ones and just has a good old time.
Well, I will be spending time with my loved ones doing Free Talk Live on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, Gene, so hope you'll be able to tune in.
Well, I'll try. I will try to do that. The other thing I was going to mention was earlier you talked about using the, I don't know if it was you actually, either you or Gard were talking about using the Constitution, the knowledge of the rules of the Constitution against those who are always trying to enslave us.
Right. That
and
was me. That was
I instantly thought of how Ian, you love to use, well, probably more Mark, actually, loves to use the Bible to correct Christians when they are being hypocritical.
Mm.
And I compared the two, and they're a perfect match. Because obviously you can use a knowledge of the Bible to show Christians when they're being hypocritical, when they're not following the rules that they supposedly find valuable. And you can do the exact same thing if you know what the Constitution says, and you and supposedly these people acknowledge that as the rules that they find valuable.
So does that mean, Gene, that you are not in favor of them gutting the Constitution in a constitutional convention?
You know, I've mentioned in the past that it really doesn't matter because the Constitution, they don't follow it anyway.
Right.
So it doesn't much matter. But the value of using that rule book against them is just to show them that they're hypocrites, basically.
Very good.
And show them that they're not even paying attention to their own rules that supposedly they hold dear.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, as always.
You're welcome,
and Merry Christmas to you, sir. 800-259-9231, and you can bring up what you want. So if they have this constitutional convention, and they go in, and they gut the Constitution, and they add in all these new socialist provisions, and they just throw it in people's faces like, ha, this is the new United Socialist States of America, and here's our new Constitution, and so there.
Well, the emperor has no clothes, and we don't care.
Well,
we're walking naked.
Then Gene won't be able to do that anymore. You won't
right.
be able to use the Constitution as your sounding point to say, hey, see, the Constitution says this, and you support this, so you're wrong. Well, now the Constitution says what people are saying they want, because they want all these freebies from government, which, of course, we all know it's not free. It's paid for by taxpayers and,
right.
and this and that. But then you won't be able to use that point anymore. Then we'll only really have, hey, what you're doing is wrong. You're hurting people. Your program to mandate health care is hurting people in that you're forcing people, just on a fundamental level, you're saying that doctors and nurses and the people that are providing healthcare services, you have to go to work. You have to go and provide people services, whether they can pay or not, whether you like them or not as clients or whatever. You have to go and do these jobs or else. I mean, what happens if people just decide they don't want to do healthcare jobs anymore? What if the doctors say, well, no, that's okay. I've done enough of this. I think I'm going to go play golf for the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
What are they going to do? Are they going to force them at gunpoint to stay in? Well, they could if they were that desperate.
I've told people, if you want to get involved in medicine, don't become a doctor. Get into veterinarian medicine.
It's less, much less regulated.
Absolutely.
Even dental is far less regulated as well.
You know, it's really sad and frustrating because the socialist mindset is predicated on the idea that you cannot care for yourself, you can't do anything for yourself, and that if government and that government will care for you. Of course, the other part of the sentence is left off. The only way that government can supposedly care for you is by A, doing it less efficiently than the private marketplace. B, stifling people's own initiative to care for their neighbors because they think the faceless bureaucracy mm-hmm. is going to do it. And C, by taking money from people, coercively taking it from them and threatening them. Exactly. And that also stifles their ability to take care of their own neighbors because they don't have the resources to do it.
We're going to extort money from you for your own good.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. You know, I was thinking about Gene, the Christian anarchist, and in his call about the Bible and Mark and so on. And, you know, Ian, I think you make a really good point, though. If they do this, there will be no other place for the conservatives to go except to say, therefore, I oppose this government.
Will it still be their government? I mean, the guy that called earlier used the term our government. I don't consider it my government,
right.
but I imagine a lot of
the
conservative
government.
Types still do.
Exactly.
They still have some sort
right.
of love in their
they
heart for it.
Right. And I think on a sentimental level, I think a lot of people would not feel very good to see the Constitution gutted because they have admiration and respect for some of these figures, whether it's because they've been indoctrinated into thinking that Alexander Hamilton was a hero when he was not a hero, or there were some heroes there. There were some good people. Sam Adams, not John Adams, but mm-hmm. Sam Adams was a pretty cool guy. People like George Mason were pretty cool. The
right, they have a warm spot in their hearts for it. Sure.
Exactly. The anti-federalists out there, they at least work to try to get the Bill of Rights put in to say, all right, if you're going to go with this, then can you get this put in there? These people, they were admirable. The people who worked on the revolution trying to bring it about, many of them were admirable. You have Nathan Hale, you know, he's hanged in Coventry, Connecticut. Very heroic guys. You have people like John Hancock, you know, making the Liberty Bell. You have, Paul Revere. Paul Revere going out on his famous ride, his midnight ride. You know, really courageous guys. So you think, I'd hate to lose that, you know. It's already been lost.
But you don't have it. Right? Yeah, all you have is the piece of paper and the feelings that it evokes inside you.
Yes, yes.
You don't have anything tangible.
It's nothing. Yeah, except, as he said, being able to bring it up to these guys
right.
in a rhetorical fashion.
And
to
now
say,
you won't have that.
Right. So, you know, you can vent your spleen at these people to say, look at you. What? You're such hypocrites. You say you defend the Constitution, and yet you use it like toilet paper. Look at, you know, and you can challenge them. Can you find this in there? If they change it, you won't be able to do that anymore.
Well, now, of course, they've got, you know, even if you try to bring that point up these days and you're dealing with somebody
yeah.
who's well indoctrinated, they'll bring up, well, everything changed after 9/11.
Or the 1955 decision of blah, blah, blah versus blah, blah, blah by the Supreme Court. Oh, yeah, I forgot. The politically appointed people who have to be approved by other politicians. Oh, yeah, that really protects my rights, you know.
Yeah. So they always have their excuses. I mean, those conservatives that supposedly believe in small government, except in the military's case or except in, you know, five other different bureaucracies' cases, you can't nail them to the wall on the Constitution even now because they just don't care. I mean, if you try to nail them to the wall, they'll just admit that, well, times have changed, and
yeah.
now we need to be an empire or
yeah.
whatever.
And I've got the numbers behind me, so sorry. Yeah. Your voice is a lone one in the wilderness.
Let's get back here to the story from LouRockwell.com. Of course, moments remain, still enough time for your call, and that's what the show is about. But otherwise, I want to get to some of these other quotes. Since we're talking about the government and their promises of health care, universal single payer, this is what America needs to be healthy again. Because we know it's nonsense. But what are they have to say for themselves, these bureaucrats and these policy wonks that are proposing these ideas? We'll find out here in moments and take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you to get your call in is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help us out, you can learn how to promote the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things that you can do, most of them completely free, some of them low cost, like printing out flyers. You can do all that over at promote.freetalklive.com. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for more great pro-liberty audio content, go no further than libertyconspiracy.com, where our good friend Gardner, who is sitting here with me tonight,
thank you, my friend,
is the host. And there's a podcast that you can get signed up to over. Is the podcast working?
Yeah, the podcast is working.
It looked like it wasn't updated since June.
One of the links goes back to our old radio series.
Okay.
And then the new stuff is over there. But
I saw the new stuff. It's front and center.
Right. The new stuff is front and center. Okay. And then the iTunes subscription is a little bit further down on the right. But for some reason, we haven't been able to get the RSS feed changed, and it goes back to the old radio.
So some bugs are being worked out at libertyconspiracy.com. Uh-huh. But the new, brand new episodes of the Liberty Conspiracy right there. When you go to libertyconspiracy.com, the player loads up, and you can just hit play, or you can click, and you can download the episodes.
Exactly. And I've been very pleased by the number of people who've been subscribing and supporting. And we have T-shirts now, too, thanks to Bile and Laura,
cool.
Blog of Bile. So thanks, guys. Right. They're really cool. They're based on sort of Masonic pyramids thing. It's the Liberty Conspiracy. They're all over. It's great.
We might as well have our own conspiracy. So join Gardner over there at libertyconspiracy.com and get some extra audio content as we go to your phone calls here. Jonathan is on the line in Texas. Jonathan, you're on with Ian and Gard.
Hey, yeah. The new passports, they have RFID tags in them.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I didn't like the low security of that. I mean, it's so easy for people to steal information. So I tossed it in the microwave today and nuked it for about 5 seconds.
Awesome.
And yeah, it popped and fizzled and all that sort of thing, and now
really?
There's burn marks on it.
That's why they say not to use the microwave. They say that it's going to leave evidence that you have done something to the passport, whereas if you take a sledgehammer or something like that, or a hammer, and you can find the actual RFID chip in there, you can just bash the thing.
That's
to
a great
death.
Idea. Yeah.
So sorry to hear that it didn't work out as well as you'd hoped.
Yeah, is it like... Will I get in trouble if I try to use it now to go out of the
no
country
idea.
Or whatever?
I mean, it still identifies you, right? Is your photo burned?
Right,
or is it
right.
Is your photo burned?
No, the photo's not burned or anything. I just was wondering if for tampering with it and ways like that, if they would consider that.
It's the first thought that comes to mind, whether or not they'd let you out of the country if you wanted to use it, or if you went out to Canada and tried to get back, or Mexico, or something like that in your area. Who knows?
They can do whatever they want. I mean, I guess it probably depends more on the bureaucrat you're dealing with than anything else, and how uppity they're feeling on that particular day. But,
okay.
I mean, how big of a burn mark are we talking about, and where is it?
It's on the back, and it's also on the outside front of the passport.
So
but on the back, it's like probably maybe an inch or two or three. It's pretty
big.
Wow.
I think it's just a functional thing. It just depends on who you're getting into and the function of it. So
you'll have to try it and see what happens.
What?
You'll have to just try it and see what happens.
Yeah, I guess so. I just don't want to, like, you know, if it's illegal to do that sort of thing, I'd rather use a hammer so it's not detectable. So
that's a
good tip. I'm going to use that on my next passport.
And right, by the way, they're going to be starting that in a lot of states now. They're going to be putting them into their driver's licenses as part of the
Real ID
thing. And New Hampshire, by the way, is getting very close to that. Even though the governor of New Hampshire, and this might just be a regional thing, buddy, but, in New Hampshire, there was a big push. They passed a law that said New Hampshire shall not conform. The governor sort of backpedaled on that because he wants to make sure he gets highway funds from the federal government. And now it looks like they're going to be instituting these things in a way that they say they're not conforming to it. They're just doing it themselves.
Thank you, Jonathan, for the call. Sorry about that. Good luck, though, bud. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Charlene, listening to WSC in South Carolina.
Hi.
Hey, Charlene. What's on your mind tonight?
I have a concern. I'm trying to stay. I'm not really good at talking, but I'll try the best I can. What it is, I have a situation where involving... I was awarded a lump sum check from Social Security, and there's been some kind of conflict where it seems as though they're sabotaging people from getting their Social Security checks. And to sum it up short, okay, I had asked a young lady that I'd met at a homeless shelter to be my payee. And, okay, by February, early part this year, they had gave approval for her to be the payee. Now, I was last given the impression that everything had to become as direct deposit, so I had no idea that they would be issuing out checks. I contacted the young lady around about April, and she told me that she had received a Social Security check, and at this point, I didn't even know that it was issuing out as checks. So I was sort of kind of like, I didn't feel really like, felt like I could really trust her in a sense, but
let me see if I've got your story straight here. You were expecting to get money from Social Security, but for whatever reason you couldn't take the check directly, so you had to find somebody else to be an intermediary, the payee as you call her, to essentially collect the money for you, and then you have to get the money from her. Is that the idea?
Right, in a sense, but it's like it becomes her check directly, indirectly on behalf of me. So they tell me that it's not my money, but it's really their money. So if it's not my money and it was awarded toward me, she still was allowed to embezzle like about $20,000.
No.
She stole a lump sum check of over $16,000.
Why is it you don't have a bank account of your own that you could have just gotten a check cut to you?
Because they gave me it was court ordered that I had to have somebody receive my check, and I still, because I don't have the resources to get the kind of counsel that I need, I wasn't able to get permission to receive my own check. So
wow, that is very strange. I mean, I don't know much about the Social Security system and how they cut checks and all that, but so essentially you picked a woman you met at a homeless shelter to take the check for you?
And she was a security guard, so I had no reason to think that
she was
young lady was going to steal money, embezzle from me the way that she did.
Tough.
And the way that she did it was she told me that she received the check, she had cashed it. I didn't even know she could cash it, even though my name was on it. And she said she sent me hundreds of dollars cash in the mail, never received. I'm actually thinking that she's sending it. And so I come to find that during this gap of time, about a month, she must have had a statement from them that they were going to issue a Social Security lump sum check. So she would have to try and make them think that I was receiving something so that she could wait for the large check to come.
So she wanted to just string you along and give you a little bit here and a little bit there and essentially take the rest for herself?
She wanted to say that she was sending it, to make me think something was coming because she was really waiting for the lump sum check to
buy her the time. Oh man, what a mess!
And this is the strange thing is, I'm trying to figure out how does the average person know that they can get away with stealing $20,000 from a disabled person?
That's a good question. Maybe she wasn't an average person. She's done this before.
I'm thinking that she must have had some kind of inside track or something because it's real strange.
Well, either way, it's a sad commentary on the government system and how it is that it can be taken advantage of and people like you end up left in the dust. And I'm sorry to hear your story, and I wish you good luck
Are you still with us?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to check. This is a disability thing, or is this Social Security for? So a certain amount of this is material that you put in during your working days when you were able-bodied.
Now, man.
Now it's gone, and maybe some of it might have been more than what you put in, right? Okay, well, in that case, you know, ethically, you really weren't supposed to get something that you didn't earn yourself.
All that said, though, we don't really know. And
yeah.
Charlene,
so
thank
I
you
just
were
need
short
to bring
time.
That up. Yeah.
Thank you for the call. We don't really know for sure.
And I don't want to slag on her. That is an awful situation.
But the government promises to take care of you, and then when the time comes, you get screwed.
Yes.
And now what do? You're screwed. You can go call the representative and see if he can pull some strings, but odds are good that they're just going to tell you, sorry.
And she makes certain plans based on what she's supposed to get, and she's going to go through these hoops because they tell her, you can't get this.
Oh, it's okay, Gardner. They care.
Yeah, and of course, part of the reason of that, of course, is because they want her to hire an attorney to handle it.
Briefly, we got to go to Adam in New Hampshire listening to WKBK in Keene. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, you're super. You got about 20 seconds right at the end of the show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I want to put in my plug for Public Service of New Hampshire. I'm a plumbing contractor. I've been chasing them around all week as they turn on power and put their lives at risk. They're working around the clock. I'm coming around Troy Common, the yards.
That's great. I think that's great that they're out there working, but they'd work a lot harder if they actually had some competition in the marketplace.
Yeah, I'd like to put in a plug for me being able to choose.
That would be wonderful. We're out of time. We'll be back on Monday night. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Are you